JIS Radio presents The Year in Review 2017. Some of the major highlights of a year of strong performance, building prosperity through partnership.
Jamaica moves closer to renewable energy target, public and private sectors becoming more energy efficient, and government takes steps to strengthen data protection. Stay with us as we recap the achievements of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology throughout 2017. In the energy portfolio, ground was broken for the new 190-megawatt power plant in Old Harbour St. Catherine, the largest liquid natural gas LNG plant to be constructed on the island.
We are looking forward to 2019 when we actually start transmitting electricity from this 190 LNG facility out here in Old Harbour.
Ground was also broken for New Fortress Energy's 94-megawatt power plant at Jamalco in Clarendon. Still on renewables, Eight Rivers Energy Company broke ground for its 37-megawatt solar power plant in Paradise Park, Westmoreland. Also in 2017, Jamaica and Venezuela signed a $1 billion US agreement to execute the Petrojam refinery expansion project. It will see Petrojam's crude oil capacity growing from 36,000 to 50,000 barrels per day. Work was advanced on the creation of a new regulatory authority for the electrical sector to be known as the Government Electricity Regulator, GER. In November, government signed a $15 million US loan agreement with the Inter-American Development Bank to implement the Energy Management and Efficiency Program, EMEP. This program aims to boost energy efficiency in both the public and private sectors.
With EMEP, there will be a deepening of the retrofits to be undertaken, expanding to other government entities such as those within the health sector, education sector, and of course, the security sector.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. Jamaica opened its first net-zero energy building at the UWI Mona campus. It's home to the Caribbean's first Center for Advanced Research in Renewable Energy, which promotes research in solar, wind and biomass energy. The Data Protection Act was tabled in Parliament in October to safeguard the privacy of individuals from cyber criminal activities. Not only did the ministry facilitate zero-rated access to over 250 government websites, it also launched the Government of Jamaica portal, gov.jm.
With the launch of this new portal and the zero rating of all government websites, we expect to see an improvement in the way citizens and businesses in general engage with government.
Designs for GovNet were also completed. GovNet will be a secure wide area network communication infrastructure that will connect government ministries, agencies and departments to facilitate shared services. The Universal Service Fund, an arm of the ministry, played its part in making technology more accessible to Jamaicans. St. William Grant Park, Olympic Way Hip Strip, Junction Town Centre and Mandeville Town Centre were the four new public Wi-Fi locations established in 2017. This brings the total number to six public Wi-Fi sites across the island. Eight community access points, CAPS, were also completed in 2017. This brings the total number of CAP sites to 260. Computers valued at $13.5 million were given to 40 persons with disabilities. And 150 young people received training to take advantage of the more than $200 billion US global animation industry. Training was conducted under the $779,000 US Creative Industries Education and Employment Program, SEEP.
Through this training program, these skills and talents will be bolstered and our animators made more marketable through the international best practices and tips that will be passed on during the course of this program.
The Data Protection Bill was tabled in Parliament last year. It seeks to safeguard the privacy of individuals in relation to personal data, as well as normalize the collection, regulation, processing, keeping, use and disclosure of certain information in physical or electronic form. Turning now to science, government signed a memorandum of understanding to undertake a feasibility study for the creation of a science and technology park in Jamaica. And researchers are now benefiting from a national science and technology fund that supports high-impact mission-based projects. The Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology continues to deliver on its commitment to build a modern Jamaica through energetic, scientific and technological innovations.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.